Okay. This is April 19th, and this is class one of part April 18th. Okay. There's just so many numbers, I knew I'd get something wrong. April 18th, part three, class one, ninth dimension. Treasures from Beyond, part three, and we're calling this Awakening! Exclamation point. And last week we asked about it, and he says that more than anything else, this next class is unscripted. It's about opening, awakening. He introduced us to what he called the seven rings of destiny. Though he did say later in the answer to a question that there is no predetermination. So I think destiny was just a cool word, not that something's predetermined. And he said, he took us last week through the first ring of destiny, which he says is also called the ring of truth. Reminding us that and he doesn't know how long he'll have to be working with us to get us through the ring of truth. Just because he did one meditation doesn't mean we're through. But he said, what we'll notice is we'll be more attracted to truth and more needing truth and clarity in our outside world, but also within ourselves. So that's how we know we're getting there. And he had a great definition, if I can remember, for truth. He said, truth is, and I don't have this exactly right, it allows for the alignment of life force energy. So when anything is untrue, it compromises life force energy. And he said there's been so much untrue on Earth that the life force energy coming into humanity and coming into Mother Earth itself has been compromised. And so that's why truth is so important. It's not a belief or a fact or something out there. It's just the alignment with cosmic life force. And we've been really out of alignment, so we haven't really been getting our full share. All right. The other thing he mentioned that was a little bit unusual, some people they felt a lot in their skulls yesterday or last week. And he talked about that some of the programs, we were working with bringing in sub-programs and patterns that underlie the divine complexity of the cosmos. And he said it was intended that more of these patterns would be on Earth now, but we weren't holding them. We weren't doing a good job with them. So they were programmed into some of the crystal skulls. And as we wake up more, we will, and we don't have to know them or have them in front of us, but we will kind of resonate and click into those crystal skulls and get some of that programming that was meant for the awakened humans. I mean, he's never mentioned crystal skulls, so that was kind of an interesting thought. All right. So I think we're ready. Phone's off. Welcome, Awakening Ones. This is Mark. Welcome to yet another level of Treasures from Beyond. These treasures are from beyond what you can contemplate and beyond what you can understand. Very much you are moving into higher flows of being that connect you to a greater universe than you can imagine. So much of what this course will bring will show up in your dream time. It may not show up right away in your life, except as, let us say this another way. The way it will show up in your life is when light bulbs go on. More and more you're at a moment and a light bulb goes on and you say, aha. So seek out those moments of opening, those moments of awakening. We so invite you to have non-linear expectations of the greatness of awakening. Don't let it be incremental. Don't require it to be incremental, but rather expect quantum breakthroughs. We would like at first to talk about your emotional lives. So much of your emotional life is controlled by the shadows in your subconscious. Those subconscious triggers are programmed and stored at a level that you cannot easily access. That is why they are subconscious. What we would like to help you do tonight is to move into a vibratory realm in which your subconscious can be opened. It doesn't mean you will need to look at all your shadows, but the doors can be opened for those shadows to leave. This is part of our grand experiment with the Ring of Truth, because this first ring of destiny requires clarity. And clarity requires that the shadows have been moved out of your subconscious basement. So we imagine you are all for anything that cleans out the subconscious so that you do not have to be continually sabotaged and re-sabotaged by things you cannot fix. So we ask you first to find that golden heart space. A place where you feel beautifully safe and beautifully you. Surrendering all your hard edges to the golden light here. And with each breath, find that your thoughts become quieter. That you find less and less need to actually think. We'll give you a few minutes to continue to engage at this deep level of opening. We hope it puts a smile on your face as you move into your golden heart. With each breath, feel more expanded, more at home. More free. And imagine that effortlessly, you're drawn to move into a bubble that represents your subconscious. We don't expect you to see things. Simply move effortlessly into that space where old emotions have been stored. It's a bubble of light. It feels open. And simply bring the golden heart space into the bubble that is your subconscious. Moving your awareness into the bubble. So you are becoming conscious of the space that was invisible to you before. And spend a few minutes just resonating to the field. It's a different sort of field. Again, we don't want you to be feeling anything, seeing anything, fixing anything now. We're going to do it at a much gentler level. Simply give space to your subconscious to be open. Your golden awareness fills the space that was before the bubble. Your awareness is inside the bubble. And when you are ready, let your awareness ask if there's anything you need to understand to release shadows, old traumas, trigger points from inside your subconscious. You are inside it now with your beautiful awareness. And now, if you need details, they are there. But you don't have to have details to effect a clearing. Perhaps you see images that you clear. Perhaps you vaporize what you find here. There's not good or bad. We're just bringing awareness to that which was invisible to you before. Your intention continues to be to clear the subconscious of its shadows and its triggers. Forgive it, heal it, and clear it. bringing more awareness, more light, more clarity to the bubble. Some may call this subconscious place your psyche, that part of you that runs you, but that which never tells you what it's doing. Bring whatever light and color, whatever patterns, whatever tones or sounds into this space of your psyche or your subconscious. Make it more beautiful, more full, more fluid. So what was shadows becomes a symphony. What was unhealed becomes glorious. And if you haven't already, connect this experience with your body, because your subconscious, your psyche, is connected into your cells. They've been responding to the programs of this bubble. So make sure this bubble is communicating or surrounding you, this new bubble, so that your cells are now responding to something that is clear, glorious, holy. Now, with the clarity of your subconscious, your ego may have trouble adapting because it has been working around all these subconscious issues and struggles and triggers your entire life. So you don't want your ego to replace the shadows because it's familiar with them. So have a talk with your ego. Bring it in into the fold of your golden light so that it will adapt to the clarity that you are requiring in your sub-personality, in your inner self. Allow yourself to feel more and more aligned. From the depth of the shadows of yourself to the highest parts of your soul, you're open, you're flowing. The basement of your emotions is being cleared. And now, replace anything negative, hurtful, traumatized, wounded in your subconscious with a subconscious full of the golden light of your heart self, a subconscious full of truth, light, and joy. Fill the bubble of your subconscious with all that you choose. To notice that there's a deeper glow in you, there's more space for light. The place that was unopenable is open now and is holding light. So you have your normal radiance, plus there's a deeper radiance at a different frequency band than you've ever seen before because it's coming from your subconscious. Feel that radiance, that frequency. You may feel a little strange and unbalanced. You may feel a little woozy in your head because you've left out so much ballast, so much dead weight that you've been carrying in your emotional subconscious system. So just enjoy the clearing, the space, and the openness. So much of the ballast in your subconscious has kept you grounded. So you'll need to find a different way to feel grounded and in your body without the weight of the shadows in your subconscious. Notice that your awareness is so much more joyful. There might be a sense that you're sparkling. You might feel untethered, a little bit floaty. That's to be expected. Wiping some of these subconscious triggers clean will force you to react in a non-programmed way to stimuli and triggers in the future. Please be aware that you now have choices in your pre-programmed acting and thinking. And please don't go back to the old program. Give yourself space to see who you are without these subconscious shadows. And ask your body to release any illnesses or pain that have resulted from your subconscious over all these years. So have a talk with your body now. You've done a good job, and you might find yourself more emotionally wobbly than you know, because so much of your conscious emotional reactions have been predicated by your subconscious, and now you've brought awareness there. So we have a suggestion that once a month you do a subconscious clearing. And so you remember, pick the day of your birthday, and every month take about 10 minutes on that day. Go first into your golden heart space and feel it. And then ask to enter the bubble of your subconscious, resonating your golden heart space and your golden awareness into that which was invisible, until there's an automatic clearing of anything that has taken hold in the month between. And you will find different ways to do it. Different answers come up. And you don't have to do it only once a month. But when you find you are triggered, now you have a tool. Always enter through your golden heart space and use the fine vibration of your awareness to match the hidden vibration of your subconscious until the door is open and you can enter into that bubble. Because your multidimensional awareness will have many applications in your ordinary life. It's not simply to journey as far as you can, but to journey inside and change the things that have been unable to be changed in your life with your old skills. This is, after all, a course on treasures from beyond and bringing them in to the here and now. Bringing your awareness back to your body overall. We'll give you a few minutes and then we will stay here to answer questions or to hear your comments about this experience and the effectiveness of this experience. We hope you understand the magnitude of this opening to have a tool so that you will not be triggered by those things that went right into your subconscious and attached itself to old patterns. What if you are truly free to choose your thoughts and your actions from the higher space that you've been developing? All right, we will take questions or comments. And we warn you that you may be emotionally confused or vulnerable as your sense of self gets used to operating without the underground programs.
Thank you, Mark. This is Karen, and I feel like you did this for me personally, so I really, really thank you. I have been, for years, trying to tell many people in the New Age that, no, when you're dealing with the subconscious, it has nothing to do with positive thinking. And yes, the subconscious can sabotage and re-sabotage you, and you can't do a thing about it, because even though you have done your work, you can't necessarily find, because it's elusive, those things, in those items in your subconscious that are actually programming your life. And you're the first time that I have really heard a channel be this clear and explicit on this issue. And yes, it is, has magnitude, and I want to emphasize what you said, not just because of its the depth of its truth, but because everyone should understand how important this work is. This is extremely important. And I hope that we, you know, as individuals and as a group, can see this and can help other people with this, because it is a horribly frustrating thing to keep doing your work, your meditation work, and facing yourself and admitting every last little nuance of whatever it is that you're looking for, and still not be able to stop sabotaging yourself. This is major. Your work on going to the heart center first and then going into the bubble of your subconscious, I would like clarity on that. Because the usual has been that the subconscious wouldn't be larger, the subconscious would be smaller, and the heart center would envelop it. And this time it's the opposite. So I want details about that, please. Thank you. That's
all. Thank you. The bubble of your subconscious is, in size, it is not hidden in you, but it is more around you, because it influences the electromagnetic field of the cells and the aura. So as you enter the heart space, that frequency, and you got finer and finer. We didn't tell you to do it, but you did. You got finer and finer into what your scientists would call a hypnosis state, because under hypnosis, your subconscious can be accessed. So through the loving place of your heart space, you moved into a frequency of that is like hypnosis, and that entered you in, that entered awareness to enter into the subconscious that was before unaware. So size doesn't matter. It's however you needed to have it be. But you as awareness entered that which was closed to awareness before. So we kept using the word of bubble, but it's not so much a bubble once you've pierced it with your golden awareness. Thank you. And thank you for your clarity in the importance of this. Your multidimensional nature that you've been working with so industriously in these classes will enable you to do things that you couldn't touch before, because you have the ability to hold streams of awareness or streams of consciousness at very fine, laser-like beams. And so this was a laser-like beam that fit into your subconscious. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And I have one more thing, and that's on the your ego, and being kind to your ego about this. And I just want to stress the importance of that, but other people want to comment, so.
We want to say that your ego has been very good and should be proud of itself for all the workarounds it has had for you to have a happy life in spite of these very primal and primitive responses that have been programmed into your subconscious. So all of a sudden those responses are gone and your ego is left with having to make new decisions and not always act in a reflexive way. So again, you may think that this is all fine, but just notice in the next few weeks that emotionally you are quite different. Thank you. Yes.
This is Victoria. You mentioned in there about our finding a different way of feeling grounded because of what has been removed. Could you speak a little bit more about that and possibly some examples of what might be?
Well, you've used the density within your subconscious to keep you humble as a human. Everyone has done that. So your body is seeking some sort of density to keep itself grounded. So if you could imagine very dense light so that it still has that. So instead of a golden light, it's like gold bars. So it still has the frequency of the gold, but it has some heaviness so that your body can substitute the heaviness of the light, the golden light, for the heaviness of the lead ballast that you are removing. Anything that, any visualization that works for you that helps you feel solid, because a lot has been lifted from you and you're a little bit like a helium balloon now. And that may be fun for a little while, but it won't work so much when you try to do your job tomorrow. So we would say that substitute heavy light for in the beginning, and then the heavy light can become lighter and lighter light. Thank you.
Mark, this is Anne. And I really enjoyed this. I found as we went into, or as I went into the Golden Heart space, it then became almost like this cocoon of golden light around me. And then as we went into the subconscious, it was like that cocoon became the subconscious. It was all sort of like one thing. It was really, I loved it.
Yes, and we think that is a good representation of what we expected to happen, that there was a merging of that which was subconscious with that which is your golden awareness, and now the subconscious has no place to hide. So that oneness of them is an excellent way to have seen it. Thank you. So we want to ask, did anyone need to spar with their shadows? Did anyone need to look at their triggers, or was it much more metaphysically handled at a high level? We want to hear how it transpired for you.
So this is Kate. There was one issue that needed handling at the level where I needed some actual word type clarification, and the rest was handled metaphysically.
And how did that work?
It was the aha. And then it was like more could move.
Ah, Very good. That light bulb aha moment. Uh-huh. Very good. Thank you. See, once you can get into the subconscious, all those little thoughts and triggers aren't that well protected. So the solutions are there. They were there so long because they were pretty safe that you wouldn't find the key to the basement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Hi there. I would like to know why the subconscious devotes itself to inaccessibility. What's its problem?
Because this is the problem of all humanity. So much of humanity has lost awareness that as you become enlightened beings, there can be no part of you that isn't light, that is not aware, or as this course is called, awakened. So because your minds have become so polarized and sometimes the emotions that needed to be kept in your subconscious were so difficult to handle, or they were programmed in at such an early age when you did not have adult responses, but they stay programmed. If they went in when you were 2 years old, they stay at that two-year-old emotional level, and they don't have access to the wisdom of you when you're 50, because they're still in their two-year-old basement. So when you come in with your awareness, it begins to let all those things that have been planted there when you were young and less wise begins to have access to all the wisdom that's in your aware mind. So it's really, they were there because they were put in at a time where you didn't have the wisdom to be aware. You didn't have the wisdom to handle the things that were put in your subconscious, that were programmed there by others, by what your mother always said or what your teachers said. You didn't know how to change a program that someone else put in there. But now you have so much more awareness that just by opening yourself into the space of that bubble, a lot will be cleared. Thank you. Do you understand?
I understand that as that's the process. I just don't know how the subconscious can justify its inaccessibility to itself.
It's a protection to the greater you. Because what it holds are things that are unable to be processed by the greater you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
So it keeps all the dirty laundry because you don't have the ability to clean the laundry yet. And now that you can clean it, we can open the doors and get it out.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark, this is Wee-Lee. And it was kind of fun for me in a way. When I went in there at first, there was like these wisps. I first told it, I don't need to know. I don't need to know nothing. You just get out, right? And so these little wisps came up, and I started with a Ho'oponopono-esque thing. I said, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, bye-bye. I just kept doing that, and bye-bye. And a lot of the wisps went, but then this big, kludgy, icky, big thing. I think the wisps were helping it, because something needed to help it out of there. I just kept saying it over and over to this big kludgy thing until I think the wisps helped it out. I'm not sure.
But it was gone.
It was gone.
Without you needing to know what it
held. I didn't need to know what it was. It was just big and needed help. And I needed to tell it bye-bye quite a few times.
Beautiful.
But it was good.
We like that bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Mark. I felt the experience was very peaceful. Felt like went to a very, very nice state and place and expanded and stayed there. But now that you've shown us how to take the keys and go down in and clear things out and get rid of what we don't need and leave behind what we no longer need? Are you going to give us the keys to do that again when we're not sitting here?
Ah, well, we'll go over the keys. On the monthly or the month anniversary of your birthday, so you can at least remember to do it every month, give yourself at least 10 minutes. Go first into that heart space until it just opens up. And there's frequencies in the heart space that you don't have to direct. But because your heart knows that your intention is to do some subconscious maintenance work, it will begin to transmit or radiate the energies that are the keys to unlock the subconscious. And they've always been there, but you didn't have the ability to fine-tune the bandwidth of your heart space to know, ah, this vibration is the vibration of the subconscious. Follow that into the subconscious space and just use your imagination and clear out what's there. So the keys will come better as you practice it. And as we said, you don't have to do it only once a month. If something triggers you, then there's another, as Wileen said, a word we've never heard, kludgy there, then you can clear it out. What you're getting better at is fine-tuning your awareness with this laser focus so that you can do and change things that you could never do before because you were unaware of the bandwidth of your consciousness. Awareness doesn't give you more consciousness. It just makes you more skillful and aware in the consciousness you have. And of course, your subconscious is programmed in frequencies of consciousness. So as you find those frequencies, they can no longer hide. Another question?
Another question. And so if we find something, to use a new metaphysical word, kludgy, that's going on in with us, or we feel that we are triggered by something, we can go
right
in
then
and explore right then that trigger. But without the benefit of that, is there any specific advice for going in and doing a cleansing or clearing? Or should we be stating intentions, or should our for specifics, or should our going in just be to see what's there and kick out anything that doesn't belong?
Yes, the less specific your intention, and unless you're going in because something just triggered you, it's more effective because the general opening of your heart-centered awareness into that which was a dark space handles a lot of things that you didn't even intend to know were there. So mostly a general intention works unless you're working at something that just triggered you, and then you can have that intention. Thank you.
Hi, Mark. This is Feichi. I have a comment. Like just now when you mentioned that a lot of our subconscious program are created when we're younger, when we doesn't know how to respond to a situation because we just doesn't have the ability to handle it yet. I found that there's also another situation. It could happen because when we are not awake, when you have two persons who are not awake, interact with each other in a non-awakened way, when your ego interact with each other, you could create a lot of stuff that hurt each other. So that that hurt can also happen in the adult age. And I've
yes
found that in, but the interesting part is when you're doing the healing just now, the exercise just now, I actually went into like a regression back to childhood or went into another life where I see the relationship that is different. So it is actually okay at a younger age or in a previous life. So what that brings is it gave you a different perspective of the relationship and the true a true perspective of that person. that is not distorted by the ego self in this life or in the events that had happened in this time.
This is very important. We didn't mention that, but you clearly found it, that the subconscious is not, well, you have enough to deal with this life's subconscious, but you will find that the basement of your subconscious in this life is connected to the basement of the subconscious of all your lives. And so that's why we suggest that you keep clearing it out, because at more and more levels, awareness will come and spread out, and then you'll be aware of lives that you have lived or lives that you've never lived in the subconscious is cleared out. But you are so correct that you are laying down patterns in your subconscious and bruises and wounds all the time, not just when you are young. Because, as you said, anything that you are unable to process out, to let flow, let, like they say, water off of a duck's back, anything that you cannot just let go of and you can't process gets put in the garbage can of your subconscious at whatever age. And so now that you are able to process more and not take in drama because you are lighter, you are more radiant and those things don't impact you, you are putting less into your subconscious. You are triggering it less. You are not adding to it, but you didn't know how to clear it. So now you are not only not adding to it because of the light you hold, but you are clearing it from much. So thank you for that observation.
Thank you, Mark. One more thing.
Yes.
One more thing I saw is, like those things that we thought are negative that we want to clear out, when you're able to see it from a higher vibration, they're actually sources for more light. It's like they become your feel rather than something that you have to clear out. So they become the feel of your light. So they actually make you lighter when you can see them in that aspect. That's how I feel that when you're guiding us through this. Thank you.
Again, you always see things at a higher level. We use the words clearing out, but what you say is absolutely true, that everything that clears out actually is holding condensed energy or light. And once you say, I'm aware of you, you can't hide anymore, that energy releases. And that's what was that other aura we said. We said, with your eyes closed, could you feel that light coming from your subconscious that wasn't there before? That light came from the release of the things that were held hostage in your basement. So thank you.
Thank you.
You are very good at your observations, and we appreciate that.
This is Kate again. I just want to say really thank you for also noting that you could talk to your body and say it's okay to release, because I think even though it's something we've all of us have been doing for a long time, meditating and so forth, some of that early programming where you avoid pain or avoid feeling things, you know, just to be able to say, okay, brain, it's okay, go ahead, just let it go, you know, or whatever other, you know, body part that seems to want to really hold on to something, you know. So I was very, very grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you. And we do hope that some of the ills and the things that you carry around in your body that were caused from these old programs begin to release themselves from your experience now. Because your body has had to work around your subconscious, and your cells have held these things for so long. Thank you.
This is Victoria. I had the experience of being very deep and feeling in the state of hypnosis and just letting the higher energies release and remove. But there was the part where you talked about the health, and along with what Kate was saying, there was a part of me that came forth and I said, I command you to leave. You're no longer welcome. So isn't there power in that coming forth too, rather than just letting it slowly evolve, if resolve if it wants to?
Exactly. So any way you could see from that awareness to clear it is fine. Commanding it, sweeping it out with an old broom, waiting for it to wisp away, anything is fine. Thank you. And we hope it heard that command. Other questions or comments? We appreciate the interactions.
Yeah. I really am. I'm very determined on this. Mark, I think, had some valid questions and comments on this process, and basically being able to duplicate it. I'm going to get the downloads and just do it every time, because I am so angry at my subconscious that I really don't trust myself to be gentle enough with it. And I'd really rather use the ease of the Mark vibration to help force this. So
that is fine. All. We don't want any of you to have Mark crutches, which is different than Mark crushes. So you may use it, but we want you to then be able to do it. But let us look at anger at your subconscious. See if that anger is actually in your subconscious.
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
So the next time you do this, clear that from your subconscious, because if it's showing up, it is deeply rooted.
Thank you. Yeah. And the anger would probably be in my subconscious.
Yes.
Things you can't do. I mean, you'd get brutally, even more brutally beaten as a kid if you expressed how angry you truly were at the injustices that your parents did to you.
Yes.
So
those were programmed in there. So do this until you find that the anger releases and is replaced by that light. Maybe heavy light at first, but light. Golden light. Thank you.
Gotcha. Thank you.
So you see that as a trigger. So be aware of your triggers and then handle them, because the root of those triggers are in your subconscious always. And a bit of a warning that because your subconscious is now, you are aware of it and it isn't hiding anymore, you will notice that your buttons get pushed and that triggers get, you get notified of your triggers. And instead of being angry when they come up, say, ah, this is something else that is there that I want to lovingly ask to go bye-bye. So you may find more things triggering you, but this is good because they're triggering you in an aware way rather than triggering you in an out of control way where it's your only response. We want you to have a choice between the trigger and your response. Yes.
It just, the treasures just connected for me. I realized when I cleared something from my subconscious, I always figured, ah, it was hiding my treasure. That was the statement I always made. And so it's like, I feel like I got it now. Okay, treasures from beyond are really just connecting the whole to the individual, really. Like, okay, now individually, like in other words, the one who I consider me gets the one who is eternally me.
It is beautiful. It's been what has been the shadows in your subconscious have been hiding your treasures.
Thank you.
And they are open now. Thank you. Just be aware. This is about awakening. We're asking you to be aware of levels of emotionality that were inconvenient or too painful for you to be aware of before. But you have the skills and the frequency and the big golden heart to handle them now. We thank you. This is Mark. Wow, that really was a treasure. What a, you know, he doesn't usually work with emotional things, so I'm glad that he has some ability in that area as well. Wow. Do you feel a little fragile? Because when I look at us, it's like instead of on two legs, we're kind of just on our toes on one leg. So we might be a little unbalanced at first until we figure out how to not be so reactive. And it's so nice to bring awareness into that basement that we never knew we could look at. I mean, you just gave it up. Well, that's my subconscious. I can't do anything about it. So very cool. Very cool. Want to say anything else? Well, let's see how this works in the next week before we meet and what comes out of it. I've had the opportunity in the last week to deal a lot with people in grief. I've had, Friday was my grief counseling day. People, neighbors who had their friend drop dead or other friends who are still dealing with the loss of a child. And what I noticed in the channeling with them is we really had them journey and to see what was there for them, to follow their path and to see what was there. And one person in particular, he was a wonderful journeyer. So he was there with his wife. And he said, I don't know the path forward. You know, I'm a guy. I usually am able to fix things. I can't fix this. The grief is just too much. I can't fix my family. I can't fix my wife's grief. You know, I don't. And so we just, I don't know, Mark White Eagle, someone just helped me lead them on a journey. And he said, I'm on this path. And he said, something really wants to pull me to go back. He says, that's really strong. Because I says, which way do you want to go? And so he would have done that. And I says, no, look to the left. What's to the left? And he wasn't looking around. And then he said, ah, there's a little path. It's not very good, but maybe I'll try it. And I say, all right, just try it for a little while. Just see how it feels. And it released him to a different possibility. And it was just by using visualization and a metaphor. And having someone coach him so he didn't go back into the awareness, well, into the stuckness, because going backwards wouldn't have got him anywhere. And so it was just so fun to have them both sitting on the couch. You know, I'd go, okay, now where are you and where are you? Because they were both taking different journeys. But at the end, there was so much healing because our consciousness, our visualization, our ability to just tackle things with or without a coach. I mean, I'm a good coach, but if you can do it without a coach, we can heal so much that we weren't able to heal before by using these skills of consciousness that we've gathered for ourselves. So we really have so many gifts and skills. All right, let's take our break. Thank you. I used to ask Mark at the breaks what he was going to do in the second half, and I just have so much fun on the breaks I forget. So, but it doesn't seem to stop him if I don't know. So here we go, second part. We feel lighter. We feel, well, we always have fun on our breaks, but we feel more fun. All right. Welcome back. This is Mark. We would like you to better understand the steps to open your subconscious, so we will hold a space, but without giving any directions, for you to once again go into your golden heart space, once again find that laser into your subconscious. Check it out again, because there might be things that have changed since you checked it, things that have arisen to now be cleared or loved or forgiven. You may notice that this time the bubble of your subconscious moves in a timeless way, and perhaps things that are from other lives, other aspects of you, become clear, released. The theme is awakening, awakening awareness, awakening space and wisdom. Use your multidimensional skills with the theme of awakening, following your own intuition. We will simply hold a space while you awaken, with no limitations and no guidelines needed. This will be a 20-minute silent meditation of awakening. Spend a few more minutes enjoying the awakened state you've created. Bringing your awakened awareness more to your body, into this space and time. But bringing it gently back so that the awakening that you've accomplished is now included in your day-to-day awareness. The goal of awakening is to have the spaces that are open to you in meditation open to you all the time. So allow that integration so the opening stays open. Noticing that you made some significant shifts. But what we learned is we need to give you more than 20 minutes because it took you the first 18 minutes to think. And finally, many of you stopped thinking, and in the last few minutes, you emerged into a more awakened state. We hope you now can feel that you're different than where we began. Perhaps there's no explanation for it or description of it, but you feel a shift. Perhaps you can notice now that there's no longer such a thing as your consciousness and other consciousness, that the boundaries between what you think is your awareness and all awareness are being erased, and you are awareness. And the idea of individualized awareness is beginning to dissolve. to move back more clearly into your body and more clearly into the mind that you understand. And first, perhaps notice that you can no longer be contained in your body or in your head. There's been a shift in the size of your awareness. It's as if your awareness is aware of you, rather than you being aware of something outside yourself. We will move from the space now. We will bring back Johnette so the space is simply a human space without our assistance at all. We greet you lovingly and will be working with you in this next week until we see you again. We thank you. This is Mark. Begin to open your eyes and see if you have some expression for the process or the shift where you were given no advice, just a space. I sense that we all struggled, or at least maybe it was just me, struggled for quite a while until finally something melted, something just shifted. But it was most of the time I wasn't there at all. So does that relate to many of you? And then all of a sudden it just, oh, okay, if I stop trying, something happened that I can't describe, but I feel that my awareness is bigger and outside myself. So who wants to speak? The microphone's up here.
Thanks, it must be my night. I didn't have such good luck with this one. Okay. And at first I was so happy, oh, we're doing this. And, you know, I sunk down and I could feel the silence and almost the support of the room, which was really nice. Thank you, people. I know, kind of like I felt that we were all here in spirit. And then I went deeper and I felt as though I had made contact with my subconscious. And then I don't know what happened, but it was as though all of this, whatever it is, felt like it stopped working. And I went into what honestly felt spiritual, but I fought it anyway because it was like one of my little personal head trips or diatribes that I went into instead of really being in the subconscious. And I don't understand that. I did some tremendous things. I mean, people from past lives showed up.
Okay.
And I, you know, how I went from this fine like discovery. But
that's okay, because what Mark said is the theme is awakening, and however you take it. So the fact that your theme of awakening needed to go to these specific things and mind trips, whatever. He said it's an unlimited theme of awakening, however that is for you. So let it be okay that whatever happened was part of the awakening.
Okay.
Yeah. Whether or not it felt joyful or easy or, you know.
Or
smooth.
Self-indulgent.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really wasn't trying to indulge myself. I really was. I wanted to be like in there where I could clear from the subconscious. That's, oh well.
Here you go.
Who's next?
I'll try. This is Feichi. Okay, so I try to work on my deepest fear. So I...
Your what?
Fear.
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 Okay.
So the thing I brought up is like you go down into a basement, it's dark and it's scary. And I felt that in my heart center, it's tight. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, I tried to bring the golden light into that same basement. I felt that it came from the same heart center. So now you have two things in your heart center. One is tight, which is the fear. And then, but the other one is glowing, is the golden light. So at first I don't understand how two things that are directly the opposite can exist at the same time in your heart center.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, as I bring in more light, I start to see the basement change. It's like a parking garage, dark. You're just alone down there. Uh-huh. And then it started to change. And then I noticed it's just like a props. Like in a movie, they have to set up all this cardboard or whatever, just so that it looks like a dark basement. But it's actually just props, just camouflage. Uh-huh. So it's not real. And then... as I understand it more, as I bring more awareness into it, mm-hmm. then I saw that my heart center become like a projector. It is actually my heart center that is projecting that basement. It's projecting my fear into that basement, into that image.
Wow.
So it become an image. So as I bring in more light, I see that I can shrink the image. Uh-huh. It gets smaller and smaller. And then it becomes the light that come out from the projector. So now finally it makes sense. So how your fear is also the light, because it's the light that is coming out from the projector that created the image.
The fear.
But it's also the light itself coming out from the projector.
So that's your answer, how the two things could be at once.
That's right, coming from the same place. So
what a great metaphor for that understanding.
Right, so... That's the awareness, is the being mm-hmm. able to see that the thing that you're fearing is also just what you're projecting.
It's from your life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love the dark basement that's props, all props.
Thank you. This is Mark. I had some similar but different imagery. At first, I felt the glow, the golden heart light, and felt excited about opening into the subconscious bubble or basement. Then these random thoughts kept coming up, things that definitely needed some cleaning out that were in the basement, and things that popped up that I don't recall thinking of in some time. And as I shined the light on those things, They embraced me, and they popped or exploded in an energetic way, and I was left with just the energy in the room, and it tended to fill the room and illuminate it. Additionally, and the more I did that, the more I kept feeling things come up that needed some light shine on them, and not always pleasant things, but as I did and embraced them, again, I felt the energy pop and felt the energetic release. And again, there was just the darkness, the dark element of it just gave way to the light and the energy that just released and into the room or the bubble. And I was kind of enjoying that. It's sort of like taking a light and shining it on things. It reminded me of taking one of those bubble wraps and just popping them, and it gets sort of addictive because you pop one and then you pop another one and then you pop another one, and you go, and before you know it, you pop 20 and you only really intended to pop one or two to see what it was like. And that's what I found myself doing, and then sort of faded back in. And then when Mark suggested, not just that we were aware of the awareness was aware of us. Then I focused on that and realized the awareness was aware of us becoming more aware.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then I thought, well, that's getting out there, but it was fun to contemplate.
And what if the awareness pops us like a little bubble?
Well, with that, I'll turn it to someone else.
Who else? And Joe, do you want to say anything about what happened with you in the first part? You know, because you were sitting there for quite a while. Is there anything that you can share?
The first part was just so smooth, and so I've been told I'm a pretty good ground and pretty steady and help with that. And so I think I came out of the first part a little bit disturbed when Mark said, well, you know, this stuff that you're clearing out is stuff that helps you ground, and so you may feel ungrounded. Well, I actually came out of it feeling maybe even more grounded.
Okay.
And so that caused me, and as you were passing through and I was sitting back here in my daze, I was playing through in my mind, okay, what does that mean about how I ground and what my connection is with the earth and with those sort of deep energies. And I don't really have an answer for that. It was a really, really, several people said it was fun. And for me, it was really smooth and healing. I really liked the part where we tweak through our bodies and the things that had been bothering us because of things we had kind of buried, the subconscious stuff. And so I spent a lot of time on that piece in particular. So I don't have anything earth-shaking or amazing. I mean, it's just a normal Joe in a daze after the first thing. not quite ready to go out and have a cookie yet because he's trying to catch up with everybody else back here.
All right. Thank you. It's good to have you.
It's great to be back.
Though. It's great to have
like
you guys
back. It's been a really
back.
Long time.
Yeah. All right, Wileen, were you going to speak?
Yes, this is Wileen. And I'd just like to acknowledge Fei Chi and Victoria, because both of you helped me with this second part. Because when I got back to the subconscious, oh my goodness, whatever that big thing was I moved out of the way, let loose a room full of stuff. And Well, first I realized that it's not just my stuff, it's past lives. I unplugged some deep, dark hole there. And I had this auditorium full of all this black kludgy stuff. And I stood there with a blowhorn going, I command you to leave. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Now, bye-bye. I command you. And then he comes along and goes, go to your awakened space. I'm like, good Lord, what am I going to do with all these things, you know? So I left it.
So you just left the auditorium.
I left the whole lot. They were moving. They were moving. But it was like, oh, my goodness. So thank you for the command. And me and my bullhorn just. And so I went off and floated off. Recently, I have a golden hawk that helps me with my perspective. Mm. And so the golden hawk, which is plasma-like, I see, took me off. And every now and again, I just had to check back on this auditorium thing. But in the very end, when I got back there, I could actually see the white floor. So they were mostly that command really worked. They were mostly getting out of there. But I'm going to have to check back more often to see what else is coming out of the sub-basement.
Yeah, I have a feeling we all have sub-basements.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. That's funny. All right. Well, what? It was fun. We'll see. And I was thinking when I was struggling with the silent part and trying to be awakened, when I was trying to think my way into awakening and realized you can't do that, that I often struggle with the first class of a new series because he's trying to implant different energies and I haven't got them yet. So they're always a little bit of a struggle. And I thought, okay, this is the first class. I can let it go. Well, great to be with everyone. So next week, either here or in Littleton, but we will let you know and have fun with this feeling a little different without all the triggers and the things in our sub-basement. And maybe we're going to go to sub-sub-basements and auditoriums full of other things that will get cleared. And like Fei-Chi said, it brings an energy. It does bring a power. Cool. Well, who knew that we could like just go and work with our subconscious? I thought sub meant sub. But of course, we can, because we can do anything. It's pretty cool. So enjoy your week and thank you so much.